Welcome, everyone. You've tuned in just in time to your local radio station for Mike and Kim Burge and the good stuff right here. Hear that? No? Well, that's the sound of opportunity. Like a steer in the night, it's elusive. But it's there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every Saturday. It's what ranchers read, of course. We're the bridge between buyers and sellers, day in, day out. If you want to rope in that opportunity, visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And today's the day. It has officially started in Valentine, Nebraska. Cowboy poetry and Old West stories, it's all happening in Valentine today through the 28th. That's right, through Sunday. It's a big switch from the previous 30 years when it was held in October. This is even better. It's during Cowboy Poetry Month. Mark your calendars. Well, better yet, I hope you're on your way. Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska. Same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
You know, Cherry County is home to Nebraska's first international dark sky area. That's out by Merritt Reservoir. And also, it's been a Quiet Trails International designated quiet trail on the Niobrara River. The Niobrara National Scenic River, number one in the Midwest in river adventure, and one of the top 10 in the country. Tubes, kayaks, canoes, contact one of your outfitters today. Over 300 plus rooms right here in Cherry County for you to visit and plan your next adventure. Check it out. Visit valentine.com.
Mike, I've got just a few of these left, but I really want to share them. You know you're in North Dakota when?
Okay.
The forecast is for 60 mile an hour winds, 3 feet of snow, 60 below wind chill, and the highway is full of people from small towns going to the big city just to shop or for absolutely necessary reason of attending a basketball tournament.
There you go.
That even happens in Nebraska.
It does, yes.
Yep, that's right. You assume everyone has seen northern lights and sun dogs.
Oh, yeah. Sun dogs are the sun things that happen when certain things in the atmosphere happen.
Yeah.
That's a scientific explanation.
Yes, there you go. Indeed. You think, how about this? You think cold weather gear is a bottle of schnapps.
Okay.
And you know you're in North Dakota when you understand that. Yeah, you betcha means either I agree or you're full of it. And you know the difference. I had a lot of fun with that. You know, you're in North Dakota when. Don't know who came up with them, but I'm pretty sure they're all true.
You know, we featured on the program here several times about a few thoughts to ponder, and I ran across some of those, but they're different ones than what we've seen before. And so I thought I'd share some of those for you since we kind of got a list thing going here. So just a few thoughts to ponder, okay? Have you ever imagined a world with no hypothetical situations?
Hypothetically, no, I have not.
Have you ever seen a toad on a toadstool? Think about that.
Interesting.
How can there be self-help groups?
Good point.
Okay, good point.
Yeah. Very good point.
If cats and dogs didn't have fur, would we still pet them? I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't know. They have those hairless cats. Someone must pet them.
They're kind of weird.
They are.
How do you get off of a nonstop flight? Parachute, I guess.
Yeah. Geronimo.
How do you write zero in Roman numerals? I don't think there is. I don't know. Where do forest rangers go to get away from it all?
That's a good point.
They go to the city, I guess. Why do they report power outages on TV? Okay.
Makes you wonder.
And if a book about failures doesn't sell, is it a success?
Or a failure?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Some points to ponder from the good stuff today.
Julie Carter sent this in. A man is not old until regrets take the place of dreams. John Barrymore said it. Julie Carter sent it in. John goes on. Old is when you start thinking about the things you used to do more than the things you're going to do.
I used to could.
I don't know.
I might be able to could again, but.
That got us down the path of some good quotes, so let's top that off with some good business quotes. Doing business without advertising is like winking at a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but nobody else does. Stuart Britt is famous for saying that. October, this is one of the particularly dangerous months to speculate in stocks. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's true. The other months are July, January, September, April, November, May, March, June, December, August, and February. Mark Twain said that.
Pretty much all of them there, right?
I believe.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone, to the good stuff.